There's a lot of hurt feelings in this room today. There's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lot of madness. And it's all because of this one proverb. Amen? And it says in Proverbs, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. His lips, thank you, sir, I'll get it. You just sit up there and listen. Amen? What I'm trying to tell you today is the problem, and most of the problems I have in this place, and most of the problems that people have in this world, is their mouth. Amen? It's your mouth or somebody else's mouth is always causing problems. And if people would learn to choose their words and let their brain work before their lips run, their lives will change. But unfortunately, because of our feelings, because of the way we're built, if somebody says something to us that we take wrongly, we lash out immediately. Are you hearing me? If you think about it, and you've gotten scuffles in your life, almost every time before the scuffle, somebody, it does happen, but not usually does just somebody come up and smack you. Amen? They usually just don't pick you out of a crowd, walk up to you and... That's not usually how it happens, although it can happen. Usually what happens is you have a verbal altercation first. Amen? He runs his lips, you run your lips, and before you know it, you're both running your lips, and then you got hurt feelings, miscommunication, hate, discontent, and sometimes physical violence. Amen? And that really is the cause of most problems on the earth today. Is it a misinterpretation of communication? And it really just boils down to people do not communicate correctly. Amen? You know, it's like I am married. And women think different than men. I'm not trying to tell you right. I'm not trying to tell you wrong. I'm just telling you truth. God is telling you the truth. You got to listen to what He has to say. Sometimes me and my wife will be almost arguing. And then one of us will say, wait a minute, we're actually agreeing with each other, but we're saying it differently. But we want to have our way. Amen? We want to say it our way. We want the other person to agree with the way we said it. But I'm telling you, we need to learn to think before we speak. And before we answer what is spoken to us, we need to find out if we are thinking and hearing correctly or if we're misinterpreting what was said. You see, the biggest problem we mostly have on this planet today is called miscommunication. And most of it is because we don't choose our words first, we just use a volume of words. Right? And when we use a lot of words instead of a few chosen words, we're always going to have miscommunication. You see, you have got to get to the place where you understand what the other person is talking about, and you have to get to a place where you are quiet until you say exactly what you need to say. Babblers cause more problems than anybody else. People that won't be quiet, won't keep their past to themselves, talk wrongly about other people, stir up more things than anybody else. Why are you telling dirty jokes still? Why are you running down other people with your mouth? Why are you always involved in gossip? Why are you always stirring things up with your mouth? Why do you think that you are so slick that your words are going to change the world when your life is a pit? Why is it that we do not just take the time to learn wisdom before we speak. Why is it that we got to speak when we have nothing to say? Why? And these are root problems in our lives that we must address. You need to learn to be quiet until you have something that other people will think is worth listening to. You see, in this room, and I will pick on you for just a moment, almost everybody, including me, is guilty of doing this at one time or another. Lashing when they should be quiet. They're going through turmoil, so they pick on somebody else. You see, words will stir up fire, and fire will bring house burning parties. But if the words are not uttered, then there cannot be those other things that follow. I have a word for you. When you're mad, shut up. And straight as I can be, I think you need to receive this as godly counsel. Because chances are, when you're angry, you aren't going to say anything that is edifying. And when you have nothing to say, quit talking about the trash that's in your past. How about you do the Bible thing, which is speak to each other in psalms and hymns instead of stirring up things that you should already be working on giving up. You people that babble and are jokesters and got to run your lips all the time are my worst nightmare. And I spend more time putting out the fires you start than anything else in my life. You are fire starters. You are not peacemakers. You are stir-uppers and causes of dissent, not godly in any way. You need to get a hold of your lips and learn how to zip them. Amen? Because if you cannot do this, not only will you always be miserable, but everybody around you will be miserable too. You see, if you cannot control what you're saying, then indeed, sin follows automatically. You take your little minnow stories, and because you just gotta talk, they turn into shark stories. Amen? You take your personal testimonies, which are just the fact that you were lost, and you blow them up into some kind of, I was a murderer for hire thing. You see, when you do not control your lips control you. James 3 says, how could it be that such a small member controls the whole body? You see, because once you speak something, now your whole body is guilty of that something. You have got to pick and choose your words. And if you have nothing to say that is good or edifying, I mean, surely you remember Philippians 4:8. What does it say? And that's what's supposed to come out of your lips, not what comes out of your lips. You see, we all need to repent of this style of living. We all need to repent of this kind of speech. We all need to learn how to zip our lips unless we have something worth saying. And the only thing worth saying brings glory to God and edification to the body. And you know what? I don't give a rip about your past. And unless you want to recount some great exploit you might have done for God, I really just don't want to hear it. How many people have ever had me walk up and ask them what they did before they got here? What did I ask you? It was an application to your work. Because I don't give a rip what you used to do with your life. I don't care if you just got out of 30 years lockup. Because you see, we're learning how to be new creations here. We're not here to stir up dead embers. We're to let them babies go out and become the new creation that God would have us to be. There's times when I wanted to ask because I see habits and things that I recognize from my own past. But I don't want to ask because it's not important. What's important is you learn new habits. You babblers are fools. You that cannot control your lips, just expose the foolishness that is in you. And you have got to get a handle on it before you're going anywhere in God. Before God can trust you at all. There are people in this room that if I wanted to spread it to the whole campus, I would just tell them. And I would be sure to tell them that this is a secret. Don't tell nobody. Because that would be the surest way I would have of getting everybody on this campus to know what's going on. There's something wrong with that. You see, the fact is that if you act this way, it's because you don't have a life yet. Amen? So because you do not have a life, you exaggerate your own life and you feel by the volume of your words that you will walk into greatness. But what you are doing is exposing your total foolishness. Amen. You see, what I want to talk to you about today is the fact that this is not the real root problem. This is just a symptom of the problem. And the problem is you do not yet have a life in Christ. You do not yet know who He is. You do not yet understand who you are. And when I hear people babbling, I know that they are still searching for the very essence of who they are. So the cure for this is to find out who you are. Let me ask you a question here. How many people have problems in their lives? If you would spend as much time talking to God as you babble, your problems would be less. If you would spend as much time talking to God as you take explaining your problems to everybody, you would be close to a solution. Because a solution to your problems is not somebody else praying for you, although that's good. It's not you exposing yourself to everybody else, which is just a case of you not knowing what to do. The solution to your problems is to give your problems to God and then to diligently seek His faith until the solution arrives. Amen. You see, if you spend all your time talking to other people, when do you have time to really pray and seek God? Amen. You know, the thing that irritates me, which doesn't happen as much as it used to, is I always used to go out on the blacktop and I'd see people that are behind, that are having problems, that are having comprehension problems, hanging out outside, babbling, shucking and jiving, hee hee and ha ha. Foolishness from fools. And they'd be having problems and wondering what the problem is. The problem is you, sir. Problem is you, madam. You're the one with the problem. You don't know how to shut up and focus on the things that are the cure. You see, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But my job is to teach and preach the truth. Amen. You see, if you're always stirring up what is your past, then you're going to keep reliving your past. But if you seek those things that are from above, you spend your life in communion with the living God, then your solution is on the road. Your healing, your cure is on the way. But if you use your lips for other things, then you stay as far away from your cure as you always were, even though you say you are seeking your cure. You see, you have got to learn to focus on what is your cure. And what is your cure is your relationship to God. And if you would spend all your time focusing on God instead of running around stirring up everybody with your problems, you'd be on the path to the solution to your problems. Because there is nobody else that can solve your problems except for God. But I want to go a step further. I told you that most all the fires I have to put out in this place are caused by lips. Not actions, but word actions. People running their mouths saying things that they should not. And I'm here telling you today that it should not ought be so. The Bible says it shouldn't be that we at one moment bless the Lord and at the next moment we curse somebody else. It said that what is in you should be a pool of life. And if that is not what is in you, then you ought to go to the Lord and get that junk out of you before you spout with your mouth the words that should be of life. You know, I am here telling you today that this is one of the hardest things that each and every one of you must face in your life. It says, who can control the tongue? You must control the tongue. You must learn that self-control. You must. Because it is the biggest part of self-control that you need to learn. If you have learned discipline in your body, if you have learned discipline in your life, if you now eat right, if you now live right, and all that, and your tongue is still running amok, you have learned nothing. Nothing. Because your tongue is the one that's going to cause you the most grief. So if you cannot control your tongue, then it doesn't matter because your tongue is going to take the body that you've now learned to control into the pit anyway. So it's all for naught. You see, the biggest thing you need to learn to control is your mouth. You need to learn to speak blessings into not only your life, but other people's lives around you. You see, you have the power of life and death in the... Amen? If you just keep walking around saying, you can't do something, you can't do something, you can't do something, pray for me, I can't do this, then you are pronouncing already death inside of yourself. Because you are speaking death into yourself, not life. The power of life and death is in your tongue, and you condemn yourself with your own mouth. This is how the Word of God is written. You see, you condemn yourself. You make it so you cannot do it by the words you confess. That's like sickness. I'm going to tell you what, I walk around confessing health. But I know people that walk around confessing they're sick every day. I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. That's right, you are. Why? Because you confessed it right into your life. Amen? It's called hypochondriacs. Amen? There's people that, this is wrong, that is wrong, this is wrong, that is wrong, this is wrong, that is wrong. And sure enough, everything's wrong. Why? Because you confess it and speak it into your very life. Amen? And how does that happen? The mouth. You have got to learn to control your mouth. You have got to learn to control what comes out of your mouth. You have got to learn this if you're going to have any kind of life at all. See, I believe and I confess I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. How many things? All things. I don't live in a box. You live in a box if you want. I hate boxes. Amen? I know that I can do anything. I know that I can do anything not because of me, but Him who lives within me. And the problem is I need to make that connection with Him. So instead of walking around talking to everybody like some of you, I walk around and I talk to Him, who is the one I need to talk to anyway. You see, your problem is that you like to talk. You like to rattle. You like to have attention through your lip service. But it's the wrong kind of attention. And it is doing you absolutely no good. Amen? Except for making people where they don't want to talk to you and making people irritated with you because all you want to do is talk. And people other than you have a life. Because if all you want to do is talk all the time, you ain't got no stinking life. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? And you know what? I'm in ministry. And there are times when I stop in the middle of my day and spend an hour with somebody that is hurting. Sometimes. But in this place, I'm telling you that I am not the answer. God is the answer. And you spend time with God and you're going to get the answer. You know what? When I'm done doing that, I'll do that once. Especially, I feel bad for people on this campus. Not for you guys who are in discipleship. I don't feel bad for you at all. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I don't feel bad for you. Because you get the Word of God morning, noon, and night, every day of the week, 365 days of the year. And in those words is everything you need. Amen? So you don't need counseling sessions because you're learning the truth. And the truth is God. And you just need to get over your pride issues and you need to get over your lip issues and all the rest of them issues and have a great life because you're learning the truth. But most people on this campus do not have no kind of Bible study really going on. Amen. And they do not have no kind of personal counselor to go to. They just work, 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 work. And that's what they do is work. And there's nothing in it except for work. And whatever they put into their life. But I pour into all you guys every day. That's why I don't spend my time counseling with you, because my counsel to you is get into the Word of God and find your solution. Amen. Amen? And when I'm done talking to somebody on this campus for an hour, what do you think my last things I tell them is? Quit walking around babbling all the time. Go get you a Bible and read it and then practice what it says. Seek God with your everything and He will give you your solution to your problem. So in the end, they get an hour of my time, but you get 365 days a year of my time. Do you hear the difference? The difference is I feel bad for them because they are spiritually afloat. You understand? But you are not. You are spiritually fed. So if you would receive what you are taught and practice it, you can walk out of anything you've been through. But these other people don't have that opportunity. So I do take an hour now and then and tell them the things that I tell you, which is serve God, read the Word, practice it in your life, and it will be good for you. You see, people, what I'm trying to tell you in this place is in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. When all you do is run around talking all the time, most of the time, what I really want to do is I want to get a piece of duct tape and tape your mouth for about a month where you can't talk to anybody. So that you get out of that bad habit and get into the good one, which is talking to God. You understand? And if I could do that for you, although it would be humiliating, although people would want to hurt me for doing it, it would be the very best thing I could do for you that babble all the time. You understand? Because you need to learn this. That when you talk all the time, most of the stuff you're talking about is not edifying. Most of the stuff you're talking about has nothing to do with God. Most of the stuff you're talking about is tearing yourself down and the people around you, and it is no good for nobody. And until you learn this in your life, you are always going to have severe problems. See, the Word of God is always true. And it says that you can speak blessings or cursings with your mouth. And until you learn to, when you open your mouth, speak blessings and edification into the body of Christ, you need to just keep your mouth shut. Amen? And as far as all this running around looking for prayer and stuff, you know what? You need to just pray. You and God make a majority. And you babbling is just babbling, and what you are doing is convincing yourself more and more you cannot do what God says you can do. And you can only do what you believe you can do. Amen? And the more you speak negativity, the more negative your life in Christ will be. It is better for you to just zip your lips and pray a lot and not talk to anybody until the ugliness is out of you. Now let me just define this for you the best way I can. I believe the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation and everything therein. There is nothing written that is not true. And there is nothing written that was not put there for a purpose. And it spends much time talking about your mouth and the importance of it in your life. It says the mouth is like a rudder on a great ship. Amen? How many people have been out on a boat? Ocean liners have one rudder and big old motors and a big old boat. But that rudder is what controls the direction of that ship. Amen? Your mouth is your rudder. Your mouth is your control station on what your destiny is going to be. And what comes out of your mouth is going to direct your life, either good or bad. So until you take and learn how to use your mouth correctly, the best thing to do is just be quiet and let God direct your path day by day until you get a handle on your lips to do the right things instead of the wrong things. For the first couple of years in the Lord, I was always mad. Mad, angry, hateful, wanted to kill everybody. Did not like nothing I did. Why? Because I was frustrated. Amen? So when you're frustrated, you spout. So what I did was I would say nothing. And people would sit there and look at me and, what's wrong with you? And I just look at them, I go, I got nothing to say. Why? Because if I would have said anything besides that, it would have been no good. Amen? You having problems? No. God has my solutions. You want me to pray for you? Okay, pray. What about? Just pray. I wouldn't even tell people my problems. Because most of the time, what would happen then is the gossip barn would start up and everybody would know my problems. Amen? I learned that. And then after a couple years, I started to talk again. And I'll give you phone numbers and addresses, and you can talk to my pastors, and they'll verify what I just said. They thought there was something wrong with me. There was. There was a lot of things wrong with me. But they didn't have a solution for none of those things. Only one did. God. Amen? So what I'm trying to get through to you today is something that you have to learn. You have to learn to be quiet until you can learn to control the smallest member of your body that really directs your whole life. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you're wondering who I'm talking to, it's you. Why? Because this is the most important thing that you have to learn in your life, that the direction of your life is controlled by your tongue. Amen? And if you are negative and you got the I don't want us, once you speak them, you have just brought rebellion into your life. It is not that what goes into you that contaminates you. It is what comes out of you that contaminates you. Once you speak no, you have just exposed rebellion in your life and it has just planted seed into your life. Once you quit doing what you're supposed to do and say no, you have just brought open rebellion into your life. And how did that happen? By your spoken word. It is not what goes into you. It is not what stirs around in you. It is what comes out of you that brings the sin into your life. Did you understand that? I'm going to tell you right now, the fastest way out of here for anybody is for somebody to tell me, no, I'm not going to do that. Because once you say that to me, and I am your spiritual authority, then you are now done, and you have just built a wall between what God wants to show you and where you're at. And I can't go through that wall. You built that wall. Are you hearing me? And who did that? You did. With your spoken word, you condemned yourself. Because it's not what you're feeling inside that is devastating you. That can be worked through in God. It is your spoken lips that tear you down. And that is why I know that this is one of the most important Bible studies I give. You have to learn to choose carefully what you say. You know, about 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago, whatever, before I decided to get right, I lay on my couch so weak I couldn't get up. Amen? And I even missed a few Bible studies and stuff. I was weak as a baby. And my wife walked up to me and she goes, you're sick. You got to go to the doctor. I go, I'm not sick. Amen? And I sat there and I prayed for days for God to show me what to do. And the Lord finally showed me, you need to go to the doctor. You know what I mean? But I was giving God a chance to speak to me first. You see, I don't run to the doctor just because I feel something. I go to God and tell Him, you tell me what I'm supposed to feel. And God will speak. But if I had walked around from the first day saying, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, then I would have got sicker and sicker and sicker. Because I would have been pronouncing that kind of thing into my life. You know what, people? You have no idea what you're doing when you're just running your lips and not thinking about what you're saying. If what you're saying is not aligning with the Word of God, and I believe God uses doctors. I'm not telling you that. I'm just believing that in the fact that I want God to show me what He wants me to do in every way. And I don't never want to assume on my own self in any way. Amen? And in the end, what He was showing me was He took that downtime. Was I sick? My body had definite symptoms of illness. But in that moment, He showed me a new vision that I will be starting next year. He had me to slow down and to stop long enough to show me something else that He wanted me to do. Are you hearing me? And He was also showing me that if I didn't quit being so fat, if I didn't quit eating so wrong, if I didn't start taking care of my body, I would never fulfill the destiny that He had for me because I was killing myself the slow way. So He didn't use that illness just for me to be ill. He used it in order to show me a truth, and everything I go through is to learn something that God wants to show me. And I'm telling you today, if I would have not learned this thing early on in my career, and it is a career in Christ, I would not be where I am today. You have got to learn to control your mouth instead of your mouth controlling you. How many times have you fellas gotten fights because you could not keep your lips shut? How many times have there been squabbles and hurtful things said because you just had to say something? How many relationships have been destroyed by the lack of control on a person's lips? I am telling you, your worst enemy in your body parts is your lips. And you need to captivate that sucker and make it do what you tell it to do instead of letting it lead you around in your life anymore. If you cannot learn control of what you speak, all the self-control you have in every other area of your life is to naught. Because your lips will continually tear you down the rest of your life unless you get a hold of them. If you got nothing edifying to say, don't say nothing at all. If you don't have nothing truthful to say, certainly say nothing at all. But if you have something encouraging to say, then speak it. If you have something negative to say, don't speak it at all. You have got to learn to control your life with your lips. Which means that when I feel like the other day when I was all the way down and out and I was struggling, I just told myself, I can do this. I walk around muttering to myself, I can do this. 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 Instead of like most people would go, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. You see, there's a difference. It used to be called psyching yourself up. Well, I speak truth into my life now, which lifts me up. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can. Why? Because He said I can. Why? He's God and He knows. So I'm coming into alignment with what He has to say instead of hanging out in places where I've been taught wrong. People, you have got to learn this in your life if you're going to have a life in Christ. Let me tell you something. If you can't be quiet, you don't have a life. Most of you can't be quiet because you don't want to be alone with God. Because you don't want God to tell you the truth because you already know the truth, but you're running from it.
you get that? You need to learn to be quiet so God can speak to you and have His way with you. And if you got nothing good to say, you shouldn't say nothing at all. And you shouldn't walk around talking about your problems. You should go see God and tell Him your problems. He's the only one with the solution. And let me tell you right now, I'm going to close. Sometimes we go up and ask people to pray for us just so we can babble a while longer about our problems. Are you hearing me? But people are not the solution to your problems. God is. You know, I will go up to a person who happens to be my wife and very seldom, and you can ask her very, very, very seldom, and I will have her to come into agreement with me on a stronghold of a kind. Alright? That's it. I won't even necessarily even tell her what it is. But I just know there's power in agreement. Amen? So I will have her to come into agreement with it. But I'm not going to sit there and tell her my problems, because in the end, I don't really have any problems that she can solve. All my problems are only solvable by God. And I'm not telling people that not to talk to each other. I'm telling you, you got to watch the reasons why you're talking to each other. You get it? That's the truth. And that's what you need to do. People, the Bible is always true. And it says, in a multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lip is wise. And Proverbs is what? God's wisdom. How many want the wisdom of God in their life? Babblers will never have it. Amen? And you will always be in sin, because you'll always be stirring up sin in your life. Now, this is a hard lesson, and I'm not down on anybody. It's like anything. You learn something, then you apply what you learn. Amen? It's like you go to school, you want to learn how to read, but you don't know the ABCs. So somebody's got to tell you the ABCs so you can learn how to read. It is the same thing with the Word of God. I am teaching you the ABCs of the Word of God so you can walk in God's power. Amen? And you don't got to like it. You may not like the way I say it or whatever, but it is God's truth so you can walk in His power. So you take these things. Don't be offended by them. Amen? And apply them in your life, and you will walk in God's power and be invincible in God. Amen? I just wish sometime I could just sit there and tell it some kind of way that'll make you feel absolutely wonderful all the time. But I can't, because along with the Word comes conviction. That conviction is not for me. It's Holy Spirit. And if you feel convicted of these things, it's because God is showing you through His Word that you need to correct these things. And quit blaming me, because I didn't write the Bible. You know what I mean? I get a lot of flack all the time. Well, you teach a mean word, Dominic. No, I teach the truth. And God isn't mean, so it can't be a mean truth. It is just the truth. Amen? You need to learn to crave these things. Bring them into your life. Let God's Word bring that conviction in your life to bring correction in your life, because He wants you to walk in power. Amen? And no, I'm not giving anybody duct tape. So don't ask. You need to learn this, because what if the world ran out of duct tape? Then where would you be? Hallelujah. Father, I love You, God. And today, Lord, I just ask You especially that You just touch and make us whole in every way, Lord. Help us this day to be all that we can be. Let it be that we take this Word and take it inside and utilize this Word, God. We love You, Lord. Help us this day to be all we can be. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.